Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and as many Vermonters prepare to enjoy the game, the Vermont State Police are reminding people of the hefty consequences of impaired driving. As VPR's Annie Russell reports, police are hoping to improve upon last year's high rates of DUI.
The Vermont State Police are joining the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to spread the message about designating a sober driver this weekend. And the state police are hoping to bring down 2013's high DUI numbers. During Super Bowl weekend last year, there were 49 DUI arrests and 7 impaired crashes across the state. Of course, alcohol is a major factor, but Vermont State Police Sergeant Gary Scott says it's not the only one.
If you smoke marijuana, you take prescription drugs, and you start driving, you can be processed the same as an alcohol DUI. So we just want people to realize that we're going to be out all weekend, not just Sunday night, and hopefully that will send a message that we want to try to reduce the number of fatalities and serious injury crashes that we have.
Scott says federal grant funding has allowed the state police to put more officers on the road this weekend. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.
U.S. Forest Service officials in Vermont have announced a new 35-mile-per-hour speed limit for snowmobiles in the Green Mountain National Forest. The Forest Service says its trails are open to not just snowmobiling, but also to cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and dog sledding, and it wants to make sure the trails are safe for all users. And officials are optimistic about Vermont's dairy industry with relatively strong milk prices, increasing demand for U.S. dairy products, and growth in the number of dairy processors and milk produced in the state despite a drop in dairy farms. Vermont's Deputy Agriculture Secretary says this past week, the average milk price paid to farmers rose to $19.60 per 100 pounds of milk last year, up from $17.98 in 2012.